and winning the race. 91.7. Oh, the radio. Oh, the radio.
Excellent.
We got scores, we got action, we got roars, we got drama, we got fun, we got more for everyone.
We got you.
So come on, get connected. There's an upgrade on us just for you.
My specialty.
More channels, more shows, more joy for you and the fam every day. DSTV, we got you all the way.
Fortunately, this lover doesn't have to worry. All he has to do is
enter the store,
go straight to the refreshment area, get himself a nice fresh bottle of Manzi. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Manzi comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water, ask for Manzi.
Manzi, yeah.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, Zambia awaits IMF decision on surrogate facilities. Government acts to deflood Makeni Villa after heavy rain. In international news, South Sudan army threat to spare no one condemned. In sports news, Indeni Roses thrash a light lady. With the news in detail, my name is Beatrice Mwila. In local news, President Hakainde Hichilema says he is confident that the International Fund, IMF, Executive Board will approve Zambia's 6th reviews under the Extended Credit Facility and related financing assurances. He says that Zambia has already reached a staff-level agreement on policies required to complete the 6th and final review of the country's 38th extended credit facility, a key step towards approval. He adds that the IMF Executive Board is expected to consider the 6th reviews under the extended credit facility and financing assurances for Zambia tomorrow, Tuesday, 27th January. Hichilema was speaking when a delegation of investors from the United Kingdom paid a courtesy call on him at the State House. He further mentions that Zambia is seeking increased investment and innovation in the mining and agriculture sector. He also thanked investors holding Eurobonds for their support during the country's debt restructuring process. Police in Nyumba District, Eastern Province, have apprehended two Zambian men for transporting 30 illegal immigrants believed to be Ethiopians in an ambulance to unknown destination. The immigrants were packed into an ATAF ambulance, registration number BAT3037, which was being driven by Chipata-based Driven Boyd Piri aged 40. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba says the ambulance was intercepted at the Kacholola security checkpoint along the Great East Road at around 23 hours. Mwemba says the driver, working with his co-driver, Yamukenge Chikema, aged 45, collected the Ethiopian nationals from various locations, including Chanida and Katete, as well as along the Mozambique road. He explains that the two told police they had received instructions from Kennedy Piri of Katete District, who claimed there was a patient in need of ambulance services. UPND National Youth Chairman Gilbert Liswaniso says he is not worried about reports lodged against him with the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, over allegations of prematurely posting election results before the Commission's official announcement. A complainant identified as John Ibwanga has written to the ECZ accusing Mr. Liswaniso of unlawfully transmitting unsolicited results from the Chawama parliamentary by-election. Liswaniso says members of the public are free to report him, stating that as far as he is concerned, he has not committed any offense. He has explained that the information he shared on Facebook consisted of results as announced at individual polling stations and not the final constituency tally declared by the ECZ. Liswaniso has questioned why he was being singled out, especially at a time when Matero PF Member of Parliament Miles Sampa is appearing before the courts for allegedly spreading false information over the existence of a fake polling station, which he claimed was mounted by the ECZ. Meanwhile, UPND Lusaka Province Chairman Ovias Mwaleteta has described the move to report Mr. Liswaniso as petty, saying such actions should not be entertained. Still in local news, Health Minister Dr. Elijah Muchima has disclosed that the construction of the 118 mini hospitals countrywide initiated under the previous administration is set to begin this year using locally sourced materials and labor. Dr. Muchima says that the site for the hospitals have already been surveyed and construction work will commence soon. He adds that the Ministry of Health is merely waiting for the Ministry of Finance to release the necessary funds as they have already submitted their request. Dr. Muchima further mentions that the initiative is part of the broader effort to enhance healthcare infrastructure and address the needs of underserved populations. He adds that the government is fully committed to bringing healthcare services closer to the people, ensuring that quality medical care is more accessible to communities across the country. Three suspects have been killed while three have been rearrested and four others are still on the run after escaping from lawful custody at Makonde Police Station yesterday. Muchinga Province Police Commanding Officer Dennis Moola has disclosed that the incident occurred when 10 suspects being held for various criminal offences forced their way out of the cell after police officers opened the